Jain Baba, Chapter 34. Shama entered the room after finishing his prayers and sat down with Hemant Pant. "So, tell me what brings you here to my humble abode," he asked of Hemant Pant. "Baba has sent me to you. He has asked for dakshina of 15 rupees from you." "What exactly did Deva tell you?" "I was pressing his feet when suddenly he told me to go to your house, spend time with you and ask you for dakshina of 15 rupees. Shama said, "Is that so? Well, instead of 15 rupees, please offer my salutations 15 times to him. Come, now let us have some pan." Shama got out the pan leaves, lime chalk, supari and katha. "Come, make yourself a pan while I get ready and we can then go and spend time with Deva." Shama always called Baba Deva. Shama got ready while Hemant Pant made the pan. "I do not understand Baba. He is the all-knowing one, yet he sends his devotees to simple folk like me," began Shama. "I don't get Baba's ways. He plays games with us for his own amusement. Take you for example. You are a learned man. Your thirst for knowledge is well known. I am but a simple villager. Yet for some reason, he sends you to me, knowing well that I have no knowledge or wisdom about any esoteric matters. In fact, him sending you to me for some reason reminds me of a story. Sometimes I think that Baba tests his devotees. If you want something from him, he will test you to see how much you truly desire that thing from him." Hemant Pant suddenly looked up. The mention of Baba testing his devotees got his attention. Was all this a test too, he wondered. Shama continued, "Let me tell you this interesting story while you are still making your pan. You see, there was a lady called Deshmukh. I don't recollect her first name. She had decided that she wanted to spend the remaining days of her life in the company of evolved beings and saints. She had heard of Sai Baba and thus she came to Shirdi and took Baba's darshan. The moment she met Baba, she got very enamored by his presence. Our Baba is like Lord Krishna. Be it a man, woman or a child, whoever comes in front of him is lost in his presence and his divinity. Oh, by the way, now I remember, the lady's name was Radhabai. Radhabai wanted to make Baba her guru. She wanted Baba to take her as his devotee. She wanted Baba to give her guidance for her spiritual growth and to bestow her with a mantra. She decided that till Baba did not whisper the sacred mantra in her ear, she would not leave Shirdi. She was also insistent that the mantra should come only from Sai and he should whisper the mantra directly into her ear, thus initiating her and empowering her with the mantra. After a while, she suddenly decided that henceforth she would not eat food or drink water till Baba initiated her with the mantra. This continued for 3 days. Hemant Pant, you must understand that she was an elderly lady. By the third evening, she was tired, exhausted, and disheartened. Her logic was simple. What was the sense of her coming to Shirdi, meeting a saint, and not being blessed with a mantra? I got worried. What if the old lady passed away? That would have created so much trouble for Baba. There are already many people who badmouth him because they are jealous of him. They spread lies about him. I did not want the old lady to pass away and I did not want any harm to come to Deva. I went to the mosque and sat by Deva's side. Deva asked me how everything was going. He told me that the oil vendor Narayan had lost his mind and was troubling him a lot. Eventually, I could hold my tongue no longer. I told him, Deva, you bring people here. You create love for yourself in their hearts. You put desires for spiritual growth in their minds. Then you sit here and pretend not to know anything that's going on. Baba looked at me as though I had gone mad. He said to me, speak your mind clearly, Shamya. Talking in riddles doesn't suit you. So I told Baba about Radhabai, who was phenomenally obstinate and who wanted nothing more than Baba to whisper a mantra in her ears. And until he did, she wouldn't eat a morsel of food or drink a drop of water. Deva, she is truly old, I told him. Her body is like dried twigs. If she dies, everybody will say that she died because of you and because you had no empathy for her. Please, Deva, I don't want people to talk badly about you. Just give us a mantra and be done with this obstinate shrew. Please, I don't want anybody to accuse you of having a hand in killing this woman. The woman has already said that she would rather die than break her vow. Shama, what did Baba do then? Asked Hemadkant. You know, Baba, he muttered something under his breath, called me names, and eventually agreed to see Radhabai. I brought her to meet Baba. She prostrated herself at his feet, and Baba looked at her tenderly. He told her, Mother, why are you hell-bent on killing yourself with this fast? You know, Baba, if a woman is elderly, he will address her as I or mine. He will call an elderly gentleman as Kaka, Bapu or Bhai. He can abuse one and all, but most often he speaks in the most tender and melodious voice. So, Baba made the old lady sit down in front of him. He told her, Mother, I am a simple fakir. I desire nothing from the world. I myself beg for my own food. Please have mercy on me. I have no mantras to give. I am like your son and you are like my mother. Baba told the old lady, I will tell you a story and after you hear the story, you decide what is to be done. The old lady nodded and was eager to hear the story. I shall now repeat the story which Baba told the elderly lady in Baba's words. We shall read about the story told by Baba to Radhamai in the next chapter. Peace be to all. Om Sai Rakshak, Sharanam Deva. Jai Baba.